And welcome back to Sports the Nemo Way, the Clyde Drexler episode, Clyde the Glide. And the 6'7", 210-pound shooting guard is a one-time champion, zero-time MVP. He's a 10-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA, playing 15 years in the league after being the 14th overall pick. And he is a Hall of Famer. With career averages of 20 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists on 47% shooting. Now, Clyde Drexler. We were going to kick him over to Ray first, who has him ranked the lowest of all of us at number 40 overall, and also the lowest at number 8 on the shooting guard list. So, Ray, what do you have for us on Clyde the Glide?
He was a great player. He doesn't play anymore, but he was a great player when he played. He could finish at the rim. He was a great mid-range shooter, exciting dunker. He made the playoffs every year that he played. Probably one of the best scorers of all time. He was that kind of guy who could also take over a game. He was a great all-around player, including his defense. He wasn't no slouch there either. Clyde kind of reminds you of Dr. J, just the way he's so smooth gliding to the rim, finishing and dunking. It was a beautiful thing, the glide, when he played, and he's got the one title with the Rockets. He made, what was it, 3 finals with Portland?
2 with Portland, 1 with the Rockets.
Okay. So he made a couple in Portland, but he couldn't get it done. But he went down to Houston with his college buddy, Olajuwon, and they got her done. But Clyde was a beautiful thing to see when he was playing. And I think that's all I got for Clyde for right now.
All right. Well, that will kick it over to me, who has him second lowest at number 34 overall. And I actually have him at 5th on my shooting guard list, which is higher than most. But my opening statement about Clyde the Glide, which I do like his nickname. It's a little bit of a mouthful as the nicknames go, but Clyde the Glide's good. I think the worst thing about Clyde Drexler's career is that he played the exact same time as Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Yep. He was never going to be the best shooting guard in the league while Michael Jordan was playing. And we can all, as all of us have Michael Jordan number 1 on our shooting guard list, agree that he was not as good as Michael Jordan.
And I think Clyde knew it too.
Well, that might be true.
Because, like, you know, they talk in the last dance about how Michael takes it personal when they all say Clyde's just as good as him. Well, Clyde never says that. It's everybody around him.
Yeah.
Like, I think Clyde. Well, you just go ahead and finish yours, then I'll say what.
But as Ray mentioned, he was the best player on 2 finals teams and the second best player on a championship team. Which on our shooting guard list is a big thing because not a lot of them after the top few have championships. And I just wanted to throw this out there that he played the first 5 years of his career without the 3rd All-NBA team. And with playing the same time as Michael, who was, you know, guaranteed one of those spots, and he was fighting the whole rest of the league of shooting guards for one more spot, I believe if he, you know, played with the third All-NBA team, he would have had, you know, probably 7 or 8 All-NBA teams before it was all said and done. but that's my opening statement. And then that will lead us to Uncle Doug, who has him at 32 overall, 2 spots ahead of me, but 7th on his shooting guard, 2 spots behind me.
Yep. Clyde was fun to watch, starting with his 5 Slamma Jamma days with Houston. And going on into the NBA, and as you said earlier, the worst thing for him was playing at the same time as MJ. I mean, it was hard to be a shooting guard in that time period. You take a look at Clyde's numbers, 37th on the scoring list, with his average being 57th, 141 in rebounds. He's 34th on the assist list, and something I didn't realize until I was starting to do some research for this, he's actually 9th all-time on steals list, with his average of 2.2 steals a game being 14th. Mm-hmm. So as Ray mentioned, Clyde was no slouch on defense. Very good player, versatile, played with some good teams, and made those around him better. And definitely the title that they won, of course, Hakeem was the MVP and deservedly so, but Clyde was definitely number two and well deserving of being on our list.
I agree. That will lead us to Drew, who has him, again, two spots ahead at number 30, but also at number 7 on the shooting guard list.
Well, first of all, if you don't like his nickname, well, I don't even know what to say to you. Cause this is a dope nickname. Ever since the first time I heard it, Clyde the Glide, perfect. It just goes so good together. So that's that.
I also think it's true, though. Like, watch him dunk, man. Like, he almost, it was, like Ray said earlier, was so smooth.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I mean, the name fit.
Mm-hmm. I say it fits perfectly. I just love it. And then more of what I was saying earlier, Clyde Drexler is kind of more of a laid-back guy. Honestly, I kind of like he's just there, like, not saying, like, laid-back, how he doesn't play hard, but, like, he plays hard, but he doesn't hear much from the guy. Like, he's just always laid-back. He did what he had to do to get the job done. Well, he tried to in Portland, but he just did what he had to do to win ball games and score a lot and do what he had to do for his team. So that's what I got on Clyde.
All right. Well, and the person that had him ranked the highest, Wade, at number 30 overall, just like Drew, but number 5 on his shooting guard list is not here. So I wish I knew what Wade was going to say, and I'd tell you, but I don't. So let's just say that Wade has him ranked the highest. I know he likes Clyde the Glide, but that's as far as I can go with that. So that being said, I just want to add, well, I want to throw, I have some more information over here. I just want to throw out. In 1990, the Blazers went to the finals with Clyde Drexler being their best player, and they were defeated by the horrible piece of crap Bad Boys. But I don't really think Drexler didn't pull his weight by any means. He averaged 26-7-6 on 54% shooting. He had himself a nice series, even though in the Bad Boys series, Bill Laimbeer says that he intimidated Drexler and knocked Drexler off his game, and that's why they won the series. So I don't know if you knock somebody off their game and intimidate them, and they average 26-7-6 on 54%.
It's almost as bad as Iguodala's defense on LeBron in that one playoff series.
Yeah,
but he knocked him off his game.
And then the 92 finals, the Blazers return to the NBA finals, but this time to play Michael's Bulls. He goes out and his counting stats are 24-7-5, so a nice counting stat series, but he only shot 40% from the field in that series. Mm-hmm. So I do believe, you know, Mike did a little bit put the clamps on him there. But then he returned.
Hey, Alex.
What's up?
That was also a very cherished Super Nintendo game back in the day, the Bulls vs. Blazers in the 92 NBA playoffs.
Oh, all right. All
I just want to throw that one out there.
And then he returns to the finals again, with this time with Houston, to play my Orlando Magic, mind you. And he averaged 22 points a game, which is a little down from his last two, but he averaged 10 rebounds and 7 assists in that series on 45% from the field. And by this point in his career, he had become a solid three-point shooter. Early in his career, it was pretty bad. He was one of those guys that did improve and added it to his arsenal. Not that he ever became a great three-point shooter, but he was shooting mid-30s. So I just wanted to show that he performed in the finals. Those were some pretty nice stats for a guy in the finals, especially the first one and the last one. So that being said, does anybody else have anything to add to that stuff?
Well, just when I was doing some of the research, as I said, the steals kind of popped out at me. One season, his peak season for steals was 2.7. Then I also noticed that he has the NBA record for most steals in a half. one year when he was playing for the Rockets against the Kings, he had 8 steals in one half of the game.
But he couldn't get 3 in the other half?
I guess.
I mean, not that getting 3 steals in a half is, like, easy to do, but I mean, like, the record's 11.
Right.
So
he's got the record for a half at 8.
Wow.
I mean, I can't imagine 8 crazy. Steals. And it, I mean, he's not a point guard. Yeah. He's playing shooting guard, so.
Yeah.
I just kind of forgot that Clyde was so good at that.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he's over 2 a game for his career.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an impressive number. There's only a handful of guys ever to do that.
Right, and like I said, he's 14th average-wise and 9th total steals. So,
yeah,
impressive. I was surprised he didn't make an all-defense team.
When I was looking at that, I was kind of surprised by that, by how many steals he got. By not making at least one all-defensive team.
Not only that, but he almost averaged a block for his career.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I watched multiple videos on him today, and guys talked about how he was a good defender. And his defensive box plus minus, which I know does have some flaws to it, but his defensive box plus minus is a positive, and that's more than what we had for guys like Reggie and Ray Allen and Allen Iverson. They all have negative defensive box plus minuses.
Right.
So, I mean... Other thing that surprised me, looking at his box scores here, Uncle Doug, he has a season here where he averaged 8 assists a game.
Yeah.
He also has multiple seasons where he averaged 7 rebounds. He has one season where he averaged 8.
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back 27 points a game seasons. Oh, yeah. 25.
We were talking about the MVP shares. What year was it he finished second?
I think it was 92, I think. Let me look to make sure I'm right. But I think it's 92 where he came in second in the MVP. I think he lost to Mike.
Oh. A lot of people lost to Mike.
Figure that. Losing Michael Jordan.
Yeah, 91-92.
It was the year they made their second finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, wait, hold on. Was that the year Barkley won it?
No, Barkley.
Barkley won it the year that he was in the finals.
Yeah, so then 91-92 been the Bulls' first one.
Which would have been... which would have been the Blazers.
Yeah. So that's when... So the Michael won that one. And then the next year is 92-93. They play...
The Suns.
Play the Suns. Is that the year Barkley wins it?
I would say so.
Because Barkley wins it that year.
Yeah, so I just pulled it up. The 91-92, the year we're talking about, he came in second. Michael won it with... 80 first place votes, where Clyde is second with 12.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And then David Robinson gets 2. Karl Malone gets 1. Scottie Pippen gets 1. Nobody else gets any first place votes.
Wow.
So, complete blowout. And then the following season is when Barkley wins. And then Olajuwon gets 2nd, and Jordan is 3rd, actually.
And Joe Dumars is tied for 10th. Oh. Yeah.
Well, thanks for that, Ray.
Hey, no problem.
Well, since we're talking about that year when he had his his second place MVP, the first team all defense was Joe Dumars, Michael Jordan, David Robinson, Dennis Rodman, and Scottie Pippen. And then second team is Patrick Ewing, Buck Williams, Michael Williams, Larry Nance, and John Stockton.
That is true. He's playing his entire career with Stockton and Jordan both in the league,
right,
or two of all-time great defenders. Mm-hmm. And there's only 2 teams for all defense. It's not. There's not a third one.
Well, didn't you say Dumars was on there, too?
Yeah, he was.
Because Joe Dumars was really was good defender,
too. Him and Michael were the first team guards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
only 4 guards got on the list.
Yeah, who'd you say the fourth one was?
Joe Dumars, Michael Jordan... John Stockton, was Larry Nance. See it go.
No, Larry Nance is big. Larry's,
he was a, yeah.
Buck Williams.
No, those are the two. Those are both forwards.
Michael Williams.
Must have been Michael.
I don't know who that is. Do you?
The Pacers.
Michael Williams for the Pacers.
What year?
91-92.
I'll say.
He's not ringing a bell, really.
I'll say I know Buck Williams and I know Nance, but
Michael Williams. He must have been in and out.
I'm not even getting anything in Basketball Reference with Mike. Oh, I spelled his name wrong. That's Mike Williams in 1990. What? Well, this can't
We're be. Not finding him on Basketball Reference anywhere.
I can't find a Michael Williams on Basketball Reference.
Here's a Mike Williams.
Yeah, it's not him.
Here's how to spell it.
Oh, you've entered the adventure part of this episode.
Yeah, I got Michael Carter Williams. Does that count? This is
ridiculous. Where's Waldo? Where's Waldo?
I don't know who that person is, Drew. You stumped us.
Wow. Okay.
Basketball References let me down.
Yeah. This wait a minute. There's a Michael George Williams, but he's like 6'8 or something. But there's a Michael Douglas Williams.
Yeah, he was only there for 2 years. Let's see. Michael Douglas Williams. Yeah.
Played point guard in the NBA, holds the NBA record for most consecutive free throws made with 97. Came out of Baylor.
Yep.
Drafted in 88, round 2, selected by the Pistons.
Hmm.
Played
hmm.
for the Pistons, Suns, Hornets. What year was it? Oh, paid for the Pacers in 90 to 92. Yeah. Yep.
That's the guy.
Wow.
NBA champ in 89. NBA all defensive second team in 92. That's about all they say about him.
Well, okay. Mm.
Interesting. You think maybe Clyde could have slotted in there, but hey, you know.
Yeah, you think.
Yeah.
All right. So, talking about our rankings, guys. First off, I will say it is unanimous, all five of us. Have Michael, Kobe, and Dwayne Wade ranked above Clyde. So all of us have those three guys ranked above Clyde. All of us except for Ray have Jerry West ranked above Clyde. And we've kind of beat the Jerry West thing to death with Ray, so I don't want to completely rehash that. But then... Doug, Drew, and Ray all have AI ahead of Clyde. So I guess my first question will be, why?
It's a good thing Wade's not here.
Yeah. He probably just thinking that I'm alone on this now.
Wade probably just rolled over and heard, AI, where?
Yeah, he probably where? Did.
He just kind of made it sound like Wade was dead.
Wade's not dead, guys. I promise.
It's his turn for a vasectomy.
Yeah.
No, he's going to get an enema.
Gotcha. Well, who would like to go first on the AI Clyde part?
I can go. All-Stars, AI's got 11 to 10. All-NBA's 7 to 5. AI does have an MVP.
Mm.
Numbers, I mean, he scored a little more. That's why I had AI ahead of him. You know, the MVP thing kind of helped there.
Drew?
Kind of, he just has some of those things, just a couple more, like one more All-Star appearance, two more All-NBAs. You take the MVP championship, it's your preference, really, to be honest there. Other than that, they're not too much difference, but I think AI just has a little bit more than what Clyde does, like points. I think AI is like at 26. Clyde's only at 20. But I think Clyde's is also probably a better rebounder than what AI was and better defense than what AI. But I think AI scored a little bit better than what Clyde did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why I put AI at shooting guard. I think you got to be able to score a lot, so that's probably why I put AI a little bit higher since he scored a little bit better.
Gotcha. Ray, you're really having trouble with that mic last couple
of times. Dude, I'm telling you. I'm going to have to shove it down a level here, I think, to get it working. But I think the reason I got AI above Clyde is, I don't know, I think Iverson was a little more impactful to the team. I think the rosters, I think AI had a little bit worse of a roster, and he kind of willed his team to win a little bit. Clyde equally, maybe a little less impactful. That had a better roster, I think. So I think it kind of helped boost him up a little bit, where AI kind of willed the team to win. And I don't know. I think that's kind of where I'm at with AI.
Well, to bring up the opposite side of it, because I have Clyde ahead of AI by a couple spots, I believe. You know, I've been big on championships this whole time, so him having a ring and AI not. AI did make a finals, but Clyde made two others. then, like you said, he does have a couple more of a couple of those things. The defense, the rebounding, their passing's pretty similar, or assists are pretty similar, I mean. The efficiency of Clyde, they shoot the same from three, but Clyde is like 5% better from the field, and they shoot the same from the free throw line. So that's kind of where I was giving Clyde the edge. Championship and the defense and the other intangibles outside of the scoring. I mean, I did average like 6 more points a game. So I did that. But that's kind of where I was at with it, the efficiency, the defense, the championship. but I do – does everybody agree with Ray? Do you think AI's teams were worse than Drexler's Portland teams? Because, I mean, there's no big-time players on those Portland teams either. I mean, who's the second-best player? Terry Porter?
Right, yeah. I mean, the Portland teams, I would say, are probably more similar. But Clyde got his title with Olajuwon.
Oh, I mean, that's very true.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind
of I think they're kind of.
And no doubt, Clyde, in my opinion, Clyde was definitely number two
that team. I don't think anybody argues that he was the number one on that team, yeah.
And so that's kind of where I'm thinking.
Again, I think I'm going to say this again. Clyde, I think, knew he was number two on the team.
I think certain guys are built to be number twos.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of played out. It kind of proved itself out. Scotty wasn't a number one.
Right.
Yeah.
But he was a very good number two. Yes. A great number two, maybe. Even.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Clyde almost did it as a number one, but as a number two, he was just fine as well.
Yeah, I think Clyde is more of a tweener. I think Clyde, with a really good supporting cast, could have been a number one. I mean, we're talking about a guy that didn't have a great supporting cast. Not that his team was garbage, but didn't have a great supporting cast and went to two finals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, there was something to that. But I think his role as a number two, if it would have happened earlier, it may have seen some craziness, because he seemed to slot into that because he was so good at the other things.
Mm-hmm.
His rebounding, his assists, mm-hmm. his steals, his, you know, playing defense, and you know, those things. He was able to do those things when he wasn't necessarily the go-to scorer, which I think is important when you're trying to build a winner.
The thing was, Clyde was okay with doing those things. He wasn't complaining and all this mm-hmm. stuff when he went to Houston. He was like, okay, I'll just do what I have to do so we can win. He was okay with that. Like, nowadays, you don't see people like that. If they're not scoring a lot, they just become a drama queen. And they're like, oh, well, I'm not scoring. I'm not going to play. Trade me. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Like, I feel like people don't care about winning anymore. It's all about themselves nowadays, about how much money I can make.
I think there's a lot of that going on. And I think to an extent, there has always been some of that, especially with young players. Young players, you know, are like, me, 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 me. And they get older and they haven't won anything. And they're like, hey, maybe I should try and win and, like, do a little bit more, you know. Maybe I should start playing some defense. Maybe I should start getting my teammates involved. And we even kind of seen that a little bit with Jordan, you know, like, I've got to make my teammates better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then some players never learn that. I don't think AI ever learned that.
No.
I don't think who else? Stephon Marbury never learned that. you know, I mean, like, I'm sure there's lots of other guys I'm not thinking of off the top of my head. I'm kind of having a brain fart here. But there are guys that were super talented that just never learned how to win. They were always me guys.
Well, I mean, you could kind of say that for Carmelo.
Yeah,
but Carmelo. He's improved in like the last 3 years, and he's kind of got it together a little bit.
Well, yeah, but I think part of that was they kicked him out of the league because he was like making all these demands, and he wasn't good enough to be a star anymore. And he was not only saying refusing to come off the bench, but he wasn't playing defense, and he like. You know, it wasn't a very good situation. And then they're like, hey, how about you sit out the season because you're not any good anymore? And even his banana boat buddy, LeBron, wouldn't force his way onto L.A., which is saying something, you know? Like, and then he comes back and is like, oh, I'll come off the bench. Oh, I'll be a good teammate. Yeah. There was some humbling involved.
A little reality check there. Yeah. Did him some good.
Is that what we're calling the Lakers now, the banana boat?
No, I mean... Literally, there's that years and years ago, there was a picture of LeBron and Carmelo and D Wade and Chris Paul on a banana boat.
Oh. Like the sunscreen company down. Yeah, and they're on this big.
Some off season, they were partying.
Oh. Yeah, and they're literally on a banana.
Yeah, it's like a banana, but it's like this big banana with two little bananas, like stabling it.
Yeah, and so they started calling them the banana boat crew. And
wow. Yeah, let's bring that back.
That was like 10 years ago, Ray. How'd you not know about this?
Oh, it's been a long 10 years since then. We won't discuss what was in between.
All right, so I'll move on from old AI. But the same three of you, Doug, Drew, and Ray, also have George Gervin ranked ahead of Clyde. So I guess the same question applies. Why Gervin over Clyde?
Well, again, the Iceman scored more. He had 12 All-Stars, 7 All-NBA, 2 All-ABA, and 4 scoring titles. So that's, again, why I put him over Clyde. It's pretty much based just on the scoring.
I'd have to agree with that. Again, he's at 25 points per game, 5 ahead of Drexler, and he's got 4 scoring titles, which, like I said about AI, I think at shooting guard scoring is one of the most important things you need to be able to do. But, again, I think Clyde's probably a little bit better at defense than George Gervin probably was. But I'm sure we talked about this in George Gervin, I said, but I don't think his teams were. And he was in the ABA and that whole, I don't want to get into that whole conversation again, but I don't think his teams were as good as what Clyde had. And he... Gervin has other problems like that we talked about. I can't really think of them right now, but
he's a me guy.
Yeah, he never learned that lesson.
Was it? Did all three of you go? No, Ray, you didn't go, buddy.
Just the accolades, pretty much. I mean, the 4 scoring titles—that's a big deal. I mean, he didn't win a title, but he was kind of on his own little island there for a long, long time. But. Yeah, the accolades kind of speak for themselves against the two.
Well, again, on the other side of it, I'm over here alone without Wade. I thought this one was a lot closer than the AI one because he did score more than Clyde, Gervin, I mean, and he is efficient, unlike AI. So there's not the, yeah, you scored more, but you just shot the ball a ton argument because Gervin was also very efficient. Although Clyde does out rebound him and like double him in assists, and is probably a better defender, the argument's much closer with these two. I just think I went this direction again because of the title.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. Anybody else have anything to add between the Clyde and Gervin?
I think Clyde and Gervin are pretty close to model of each other. Besides, like, as a player, they're pretty similar. Besides, maybe, like, defense, Clyde a little bit more, but personality-wise, they're totally different people.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like, Gervin's about himself, Clyde's about the team.
Well, not only that, but Gervin was very outspoken, very, you know, loud, you know, referred to himself in the third person. Like, you know, Clyde is kind of, I mean, I was young when he was playing, but I don't remember Clyde talking.
No.
Like,
I don't remember that. I mean, even when in college, when he was Phi Slam Majama, and he was in college, he might have even been kind of the leader of all that. He still wasn't that outspoken. He just kind of quietly led the team and did what he was supposed to do. And yeah, he's a good example.
All right.
Definitely two of the best nicknames, Clyde the Glide and the Iceman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. Much so. All right. Well, that ends Drew and Doug's portion of my questions.
Uh-oh, Ray.
Torture chamber. Here it
is. Well, here's my next question for you, bud. You have Reggie and Ray Allen ahead of Clyde. So my question is, why?
Dude, I'm going to be totally honest. I don't know right now.
Well, here's my side of it. He outscores him. He out-rebounds him. He out-assists him. He's a better defender. He has a title, although Ray does have a title, but not as second best player.
Right, yeah, not as number two.
And he has more All-NBAs, more All-Star teams. So, again, my question is just what were your, I'll ask a little differently. What do you think your thought process was getting them up there?
Man, it's been such a long time. I don't know because I kind of feel like Glide should be ahead of them, but, you know, I have an alliance with Reggie Miller for life. So he's got to be ahead of Glide. Ray Allen, I have no idea. He shouldn't be that high, probably.
An alliance with Reggie, I love it.
But, yeah, Clyde should probably be above those two.
I like your admission there, right?
But, I mean, I make mistakes, you know. Shit happens, and it's been a very long time since we started this, so I really don't know what my inner weavings were doing. But, yeah, Clyde should probably be above those two.
Well, let's think about this for a second. This is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is episode 44, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that means we're 44 weeks into this podcast, and our lists were done before. I mean, we didn't start them the week of the podcast.
Right. Yeah, we were working on it for a while.
Let's think about this. Because we were just planning Thanksgiving, and that's when you came up with the idea. It was when we were at Thanksgiving.
I think it was Christmas, wasn't it?
No, it was Thanksgiving.
I think we first talked about it maybe Thanksgiving.
You said, let's all go talk. I got something to talk about. I'm like, oh, boy, what the Alex got to talk about?
And then we started really putting it together at Christmas. And then
yeah, Christmas we started. I think we got our list done by Christmas. So then we could kind of
discuss.
We started
around the first of the year, didn't we?
Yeah. When was our first episode?
February something, maybe?
Was it February?
Could be, yeah.
I mean, 44 weeks is a while, guys. I mean, there's 52 weeks in a year. So
right.
I mean,
so we've been at this a while.
Yeah,
we got 2 months before we're at a year. So
yeah. So I mean, yeah, you're right, Ray. It has been quite some time since we put pen to paper with these lists.
When I put pen to paper, I was like, I got some good stuff here. And then as the episodes go down, it's like, what the hell was I thinking?
Well, there was a lot of conversations going on during that time. I remember this. Because our list came in one at a time. And I would send you my list as you gave me yours so that nobody was seeing lists before they had theirs finished.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the order of which you guys sent me yours. I remember Drew was last.
I was last because you were getting on me like, come on, Drew. I'm like, I'm trying with school and basketball. And
yeah. But I remember I think Wade might have been first. I think Wade and I might have finished ours. And Wade and I exchanged lists, and like Wade and I were just kind of chit chatting back and forth about them, like, and then, you know, there's a fair amount of similarities on Wade and I's list and stuff, and then I think Ray was next, if I remember correctly, and Ray sent me his list, and then I sent him Wade and I's, and then Wade and I spent like the next 2 hours texting each other going, what the fuck is Ray doing? I can't believe Charles Oakley is on his fucking list. And then Uncle Doug sent us his list, and, you know, I don't think there was a lot of banter back and forth. You know, I think there was maybe some mic and talk. A
couple of old guys.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, crap, he put it on. And then the conversation changed when Drew sent his list.
I think Wade fell over when he saw Paul Harrison.
Well, he didn't know who he was.
That's, yeah.
The first text I got from, because that's the other thing too, is, okay, all of us either put their full names or put their last names with an initial.
Right.
Drew went the opposite. He put first names with the last initial. So it was Paul A.
Because I said, who in the H is Paul A?
Yes, exactly the text I got. Is who the hell is Paul A? And I was like, I think he means Paul Arizin, but I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him. So there was definitely some conversations coming from our list being shared with each other. Oh yeah, there it is right there. Yeah,
I still got it. It's my bookmark for each week.
Yeah,
and then Bob Pettit probably got you guys at two.
It eventually did, but I'm trying to think. I don't know that we originally put two and two together that you had Pettit at two. I think we might have just overlooked that at first.
Oh man!
But anyway, those are the only questions I had regarding Clyde. Over the rankings, because he's fairly similarly ranked for most of us. Wade and I have him a couple spots higher than you two, and Ray's a spot behind. And Ray leaving West off his list is why Ray and Reggie were both after you two were left off. So there's that. I did find it interesting that most of us had the same guys up there in front of him, though.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, we had three that all of us had, and then West for four of us, you know, so that was interesting.
Well, during this time that we've been doing this, of course, we mentioned the NBA 50 a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, been out since 96.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think last week, brought up the NBA 75th. So I have a question. I haven't done much research on the 75th. Did they completely redo the list?
No. Nope.
They just add 25
more
guys?
They just added 25 more guys.
Okay.
Well, that's what they did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Okay. Now. That's dumb.
Well, that's kind of what I thought they had done, but I hadn't confirmed it yet. And I thought, well,
I see why nobody knew got on it, because when the last one came out in 96, half the people on it they could add weren't even born yet. Were like little kids. Like, I'm sure, well, they added Kevin Durant and...
Well, I mean, they had to add 25 guys, but there were so many guarantees. LeBron's making it. Sure. Duncan's making it. Garnett's making it. Dirk's making it. Kobe's making it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are all first ballot Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than most of the guys that are already on the list.
These old guys from back.
Right. I mean, these are all guys we've got ranked one and two at their positions all time, some of them, you know. I'm sure I'm forgetting some really high-ranked guys that weren't on that list.
Right.
You know, but there was so many guys that were just guaranteed to get on, you know, right off the bat.
Shaq?
Shaq was on the 50.
He was?
Yeah. It was a big controversy because he got drafted in 92, and then he made the list in 96. And it was like, really?
And he hadn't had his MVP yet or anything.
No MVPs, no titles, nothing.
The only thing he had was getting swept in the finals.
It'd be like us putting Luka on the 75th team.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just kind of wondered about what their thought process was there. So they just tacked on another 25. So.
Wow. Easiest way to get it done, I guess.
And, but they actually didn't. They tacked on 26.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a tie, so there's actually 76 players.
Who tied?
I can't remember. It was Lenny Wilkins and somebody.
Mm.
So there's 76 players on the 75th anniversary team. Stupid.
Typical NBA for you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think they screwed it up, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the 75th anniversary team wasn't terrible. I don't want to sit here and bag on it like it's just awful. I think they've got a majority right. I just think there's a couple at least admissions that I think were mistakes. But I think if you go back and redo the original 50, maybe some of these mistakes are corrected.
Right.
I would say so, yeah. If you take off some of these guys from back, just because they play in the first year of the NBA doesn't mean they need to be on the list. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I bet there's some guys on there who...
Like Dave Bing? I'm not even sure Dave Bing was a top five player when he played.
He's on the top 50?
You mean the original top 50 in 96? Really? Dave Bing did.
Yeah. Who's Dave Bing? I'm sorry.
No, I know who Dave Bing is. I watched him play a little bit, but I never would have done that.
I never heard of him.
Same, right? I have no idea.
Wow.
Did he play for Washington?
No, he played for...
He played for Detroit and then Washington for 2 years, okay. And then Boston. 1 year in Boston.
Okay.
And what was it? What'd that say? Seven-time All-Star, three-time All-NBA.
Seven-time All-Star, three-time All-NBA. He has a scoring title.
Rookie of the Year.
Didn't know that.
Rookie of the Year and an All-Star Game MVP. His career averages are 20 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists, 44%, and 77 from free throw. His win shares are 68. Don't tell Wade about this. That's 31 lower than AI.
Oh, wow.
Yep, he's coming off Wade's
list. Yeah, Wade will be all over that.
If Wade...
Oh, Andy's a... Oh, no, that's his nickname is Duke.
Duke.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, well.
He must have liked dressing up as John Wayne.
Well, I don't know. He had a couple impressive seasons here. I mean, in 67-68, he was 27-4-6.
Yeah.
Was that a scoring title year, I'm guessing?
Let me see what year did he win the scoring title. He won the scoring title in 67-68, so yeah, that's a scoring title year. But he averaged 27 points a game on 24 shots a game. So almost as many shots as points. And that's not exactly like a ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
No, that's not.
Now, we are talking about the 60s, though, where guys were shooting pretty terrible percent. He shot 44%, which is higher than Bill Russell did. So, I mean.
And he's a big guy.
Yeah, you know, he's a point guard, and Bill Russell's a center. So there is something to that, I guess. I can't get behind Dave Bing being all top 50.
Is Joe Dumars on the list?
No, I don't think Joe Dumars made the top 75, did he?
Well, that's where we need to put Joe Dumars at, is take David Bing off.
Well, Charles Oakley, he made the list.
No. He didn't make the top 250. So, shall we give our closing statements on All Clyde the Glide?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, should we go reverse order than we did to start?
You can, yeah.
That's you, Drew.
Of course it is. When's it not me? Well, like I said earlier, name's dope. He just glided around dunking on people all the way through college and the NBA. Got a title. He can't say he was the best player on a championship team, but he does have a title, unlike most other people. So, he's just an all-around, I think, great player, and I think he should be on everyone's list no matter what. I think he's a definite on-your-list guy no matter what, shooting guard. That's what I got for Clyde the Glide.
All right. That'll lead us to Uncle Doug.
Yeah, I think that you can't go wrong with Clyde. You know, had MJ not been playing at that time, no telling where Clyde would have been accolade-wise. We've said that about numerous guys. The MJ years were just tough on a lot of people. Solid player, good teammate, just about his business, and played defense, scored. I just really like Clyde and think he's a solid addition to any list.
Fair enough. Well, that leads us to me, who, like I said, I'm big on championships and the pretty much the whole second half of all of our shooting guard lists are guys that don't have titles. So I think that's what led to me pushing him to 5 was he has a title and as a second best player. I think we've talked about this in the past quite a few times. I think we're up to like 34 best player on championship team guys. And so obviously there's not enough of them to make a top 50 list. So we're going to have some guys that were second best players on championship teams. And we have guys that, like I said, don't have titles and were third or fourth best players on championship teams. So I think being a second best player on championship team is nothing to shake a stick at. And like you said, I know it is kind of a what if thing, but his career is almost exactly the same time as Michael's. His rookie season, he plays his rookie season without Mike, and then he plays with Mike. So, I mean, if he plays a different time period, Clyde could have been the best shooting guard in the league for a number of years and be remembered completely differently. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that because there's a shooting guard in the league better than him. I mean, we're talking about the greatest shooting guard of all time was in the same era as him. So I think that's a little bit of a different thing to talk about there. It's not like we're like, well, George Gervin played at the same time as him. You know, somebody that's
more like AI.
Yeah, like somebody that's more of a contemporary of him. We're talking about MJ. So I do think that hurt his career, but I do like Clyde the Glide. I think he was a great player, and he's deserving to be on the list. Ray?
All right. Clyde, I know you listen to this podcast every week, so I hope you tune in for this one. Not really. But I acknowledge you as the top 50 on my list. I just can't acknowledge you over Reggie Miller. I'm sorry to tell you that. But I will sacrifice Ray Allen and put you in a spot if you that pleases you. But, yeah, I acknowledge you as a great player, great scorer, great defender. You're just not going over Reggie, bro.
So when's Reggie going to guest appear on our podcast?
Oh, Lord.
When I can get a good impression?
If we ever got a big name guest like that.
We need to get Reggie here.
I think we'd all just be sitting here in awe if Reggie Miller was actually here, let's be honest.
Let me ask you this. Could you tell him you're taking him off his list to his face?
Ooh.
Wade could. Wade would.
I'll just be sitting here like Dr. Evil, petting my cat, be like, Reggie, sick him. Go get him.
Ray would be like, you're on my list, Reggie.
Yeah.
Your jersey's in it back there.
You're safe, bro.
All right. Well, that ends our Clyde Drexler portion of this episode. And that will lead us into trivia.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hold on just a second. Let me get this out. Hey, get the scorecard out so I can keep score.
The scorecard.
Not that I expect too many right answers, but hey.
Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah.
All right, I am ready.
All right. Right now, leading the league in scoring, there's three guys who are scoring 28 points per game. Who are they?
How many points?
28.
Sorry, I'm erasing off my board. All right. I got to get some answers down here.
All right, I got three guesses, but...
Three guesses.
Right, there's one. And number three. Wow, that's tough.
It is.
We'll go with this one. All right, I'm locked in.
All right, we all ready?
No, I'm not. All right. Okay, I got my answers.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
I've got Steph, Giannis, and Luka.
Okay. I've got Damian Lillard, Durant, and Curry.
Okay.
Mine are Curry, Paul George, and Ja Morant.
You got it right.
Wow.
Oh, go Alex.
Curry's at 28.7, the other two are 28.3.
Mm. Wow.
And then Durant and Giannis are at 27, and... Jaylen Brown's at 26, and Jason Tatum's at 25.
Lillard's been having a really rough year so far. Mm. I think Lillard's only averaging like 17 points a game or something.
Ooh.
He's having a hard-ass time of it right now. I just cut into Wade's lead, by the way.
Oh, boy. He's not going to be happy when he wakes up.
Who would like to go next?
I'll go.
Okay.
Name any of the four journeymen who played for 12 different NBA franchises. And there's four of them. You can just name one. I'll let y'all get off the hook on that one, but there are four different options to choose from.
12 teams.
Oh, wow.
What? 12 NBA teams. That's insane.
Wow. That's
I got to guess.
I can think of Shaq played for like 6 or 7, but I feel like he played for a bunch of teams, but he still has like 5 more to go. They get to 12. Holy moly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a superstar like Shaq. It's going to be, you know, role players. Ugh. This is hard, Ray. But I like the question, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's an interesting question.
Four of them, though. I didn't realize there'd be anywhere near that many that played for 12 teams.
I had a guess. I think it'd be an all right guess, but I know he jumped around a lot.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll get one here in a minute.
Normally, I'm the one sitting here looking all.
Because I feel like I should know, and I just don't.
I'll know at least one, and the other side, be like, who is that? That's how it'll be.
Oh, there's going to be a couple guys that are old as hell, and we're going to be like, Joe Smith, yeah. Not the Joe Smith, but, you know, maybe Joe Smith. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Joe Smith. All right. I got my answer. I put Joe Smith.
You bastard.
Moses Malone.
Jamal Crawford.
Chucky Brown, Jim Jackson, Tony Massenburg, and Joe Smith.
Oh, man.
It's got to be Joe Smith. It can't be Joe Smith. I'm going to put down Joe Smith.
Oh, my God.
And I'm, like, trying to look away, not showing my face. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
Joe
freaking After Smith. Being a number one overall pick, he plays for 12 teams.
Yeah.
Joe freaking Smith. Oh, Alex cuts in the Wade's lead again.
Yeah, Alex is having a big night.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. I'll go with mine. And I went with a modern theme this time.
Ooh.
So this season, so far, the steal leader in the NBA is Paul George.
Who?
Okay, I went steals because of Clyde. Impressed me with the steal. And this is average, okay? Steals average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
All right. I want to know who number three is.
Ugh. Ooh. I think I know this.
Well, I have a guess, but it's just purely a guess.
I think I saw this on TikTok, not going to lie.
Oh, here we go with the TikTok. Well, I haven't had a TikTok.
I know. I haven't had a TikTok in a while.
You're slipping.
Bengals fans. It's looking better, guys. There's a chance.
It is. It is looking better. Although they did just lose to the Jets.
We can't have many more losses to a team like the Jets if we're going to get this playoff win. So I'll text it to our group chat on the podcast. So there'll be a text out there saying the Bengals won a playoff game. I'll get you, Cincinnati. I can't help you, Detroit, with you're going 0-4 probably again. I don't think you're getting another Madden cover here for a while, so you'll be all right.
Everybody got their answer?
Yeah.
All right. I put Chris Paul.
Gary Trent Jr.
And I said Sabonis.
AC Fresh.
Oh.
Alex Caruso. Yeah.
By the way, the Bulls are balling.
Yeah, I hated to see him leave L.A.
And the perimeter defense in L.A. is awful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Could use him.
Yes, they could.
So
they weren't going to pay him like the Bulls were, though.
Right.
Yeah, but they went ahead and paid Horton Tucker afterwards.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. All right, so that leads us to my question. Which? I didn't realize everybody was going to jump on the current standings bandwagon like Alex.
I just want to change it up a little bit.
But when you pull up the NBA stat leaders for a season, these are the stats that come up. Points per game, rebounds per game, assists per game, steals, blocks, and three-pointers. So there's six stats. One person appears in three of the top fives. Who is it?
Repeat it one more time, please.
All right, there are six stats. Do you need me to tell you which ones?
No, I got the stat.
There are six stats that appear, and then they have, and they're all top five at those stats. One person appears in three of the six stats, top five.
Per game?
All per game.
Okay, I got one.
Who could it be?
No. Who are we waiting on?
Me.
Oh, sorry.
Better hurry up, Drew. We're going to pay this guy extra money to rent a studio.
I'm going to leave another 20.
I don't know what that was, guys.
Was that Wade?
Yeah, I think that was Wade. That was a very good Wade impersonation.
Thanks.
You got something, Drew?
Yeah.
All right, what we got, guys?
I said Giannis.
I said Miles Turner.
I can't think of him. I just said Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, actually, I'm a little unimpressed here, guys, because I thought we gave away the answer tonight. Because we've named this person for two stats already. We've already said that Paul George is averaging 28 points a game, and you said he's leading the league in steals.
Yeah.
It's Paul George, because he's also on the three-pointers list.
Okay.
So he's having a great season. The Clippers suck, but Paul George is having a great season.
Wade would be disappointed in us. We let him down.
Yeah, we did.
All right. Well, after this week, the scores are as follows. Ray with 18.
Woo.
Doug and Drew with 37. Alex with 42. And Wade with 49. And yes, Wade's lead was cut into by dose points tonight. I'm going to make a game out of this if Wade keeps missing episodes.
Or we're just going to have a fight in the street. One of the two.
All right. Well, that will wrap up our Clyde Drexler episode, and we appreciate you tuning in to listen. And please tune in next week for our Patrick Ewing episode, another Knicks center on the list. And we appreciate you listening to Sports the Nemo Way.